Welcome to Sha'arim B'Tefillah by Rav Shimshon David Pinchas. We're on Pirkei Pticha, Perek Aleph, the concluding half of the sixth paragraph. In the first half, Rav Pinchas spoke about the tefillot of Yitzchak on behalf of Rivka, and how that moment in time he needed to pray in order for Rivka to be blessed with a child. And he concludes this section with V'chen Geulat Mitzrayim, and so too with the Exodus, the redemption from Egypt, Rasher Huptuchu Alea, which we were promised about. Yadoa Tedach, Giri Yazaracha. In the Brit Ben Abatrim, Avram Avin was promised, you'll eventually be slaves and you will eventually be redeemed. V'nishba Hashem al kach la'avot, and God promised this whole event, that it will happen to the Avot, to Avram. V'yafal pichein, and nevertheless, we need to have the following three psukim. And let me read the psukim inside. It says towards the end of chapter 2 of Shmot, Perek Bet Pasuk Chaf Gimel Vayahi, Vayahi Bayamim HaRabim Ahem Vayamot Melech Mitzrayim. And it was after these many days that the king of Egypt died. Vayayan Chuvene Yisrael Min HaAvodah Vayizaku. Bnei Yisrael moaned and they called out. They screamed, Vata'al Shavatam El HaElohim Min HaAvodah. And they're calling out, they're screaming, they're groaning, went up to Hashem as a result of all of the Avodah, as a result of all of the enslavement. And the Torah says, Vayishma Elohim et Na'akatam, and God hears their moaning and their groaning. Vayizkor Elohim et Brito, and God remembers the covenant, et Abraham, et Yitzchak, v'et Yaakov. Reminding us that there was this covenant with the Avot that God is now re-engaging. And then the Torah says something very strange. Vayar Elohim et Bnei Yisrael, that God saw the Jewish people, saw Bnei Yisrael, Vayeda Elohim, and God knew. Vayar, God saw, Vayeda, and God knew, God was aware. God does three actions here that are very strange. He remembers, he sees, and he knows. How could God remember? It implies that God perhaps forgot. There must be something deeper going on with these psukim. One of the deeper messages that we've learned from Holocaust narratives, particularly first-person narratives, is the power of having your suffering being witnessed by another. We've seen it time and again. People need to share. And when someone shares of their pain, when someone shares of their difficult experience, when someone shares of their avodah, whether in a death camp or in Mitzrayim, the sharing and being heard, being listened, being witnessed has a very powerful ability to soften the blow, to soften the pain. And here when the Torah says, Vayar Elohim, and God sees us, Vayeda, and God knows us, that moment is the beginning of the redemption. The moment in which God looks and knows and remembers and hears, that is the moment in which the suffering can begin to soften. And Rav Pinchas concludes, U'belo tefillah lo hayu negalim, and without tefillah, without our calling out, without vayeyanchu, without shavatam, without na'akatam, without our moaning and our groaning and our screaming, without all of our tefillot, we would not have been redeemed. V'chen b'harbe mekumot b'Torah mevuar, and it is true in many places in the Torah, shekol ma shekiblu ha'avot v'chol hadorot, that all that our ancestors received and all prior generations, hayarak al yudei tefila, was only and exclusively because they asked, because they turned to God and said, please. And here Rav Pinchas has chosen his third and final metaphor to prove his point. First, Rashi on Breshit, of the grasses. Second, Vaye Atar, Yitzchak davening on behalf of Rivka, the birth of a child. And third, Vayishma Elohim et Na'akatam, from Shmot to the birth of a nation. And in a very beautiful way, these three pieces really represent all different kinds of growth. Whether that is growth in nature, the grasses of Breshit, literally procreation, growth of human beings, or growth on a broader level, growth on a national level, growth on the level of the Jewish people. And so all of those steps cannot even get started without tefillah.